When inmates are locked in prison, they lose their freedom and years of their lives. Experts like Tina Mashey, a professor at Fordham University in New York, say time behind bars makes prisoners look and feel 10 years older than they are.
They call this accelerated aging, and they attribute it to chronic smoking, substance use, possibly traumatic brain injury, poor health practices, coupled with the stressful conditions of confinement.
Steve Colosi hopes that won't happen to him. He's 60, but tries to take good care of himself at the Buckingham Correctional Center, about 40 miles south of Charlottesville. But it isn't easy. The state spends just $2.10 a day to feed prisoners, and snacks sold by the commissary are predictably high in salt and fat. The Department of Corrections would not allow an in-person interview with Colosi, deeming it a security risk, so he spoke to me from a payphone in the prison.
Hello, Ms. Hausman.
How are you? Colosi is eligible for parole under a rule that allows the state to release people over 60 who have served at least 10 years.
I'd like to spend one more Christmas with my mother. That'd be a wonderful thing. Or take my father to a Redskins game would be the joy of my life right now.
How old are your folks?
Well, Dad's 85 and Mom's 82.
He's never broken a prison rule, has taught classes so many fellow prisoners could get their GED, and is active in the inmates' Catholic group. But Colosi is unlikely to be released because the parole board will consider his crime. He was convicted of hiring two men to throw acid in the face of his estranged 29-year-old wife. She was severely disfigured, inhaled the lye, and died 3 weeks after the attack. Colosi understands how angry people are about that crime.
You know, I was a law and order Republican for a long time, lock them up and throw away the key, but I'll tell you, being in here and seeing what is really going on has really opened my eyes. I feel terrible for the victims out there and what they've had to go through, but the crime that was committed is never going to change. You can't unring that bell. And believe me, when a guy sits in here for 15, 20, 30 years, there's a lot of remorse in here.
And from a practical standpoint, he doesn't think Virginia can afford to be vindictive. The state could not say what it spends, on average, to house elderly prisoners, but Colosi cites one private provider of health care in Virginia. The GEO Group says it costs $68,000 a year on average to house, feed, clothe, and provide medical care to a senior citizen behind bars.
There's 1,100 inmates in here right now, 1,087 that are over 60. And if you multiply that times 68,000, that's $74 million. Now, for $2,300 a year, you can put an ankle bracelet on a man and monitor his whereabouts 24/7. So for $72 million savings, you could hire a lot of teachers, police officers, youth counselors for these kids to maybe kind of head some of this stuff off at the pass.
Critics point out that many elderly inmates are too frail to pose a risk to the public, but they are at risk behind prison walls. Again, Professor Tina Mashey at Fordham's Graduate School of Social Service.
Part of the survival of prison is being tough enough to stand your ground. So people who are older and becoming frailer and with mental health problems are going to be bullied. They could be made fun of and or sexually or physically assaulted.
Virginia tries to minimize those risks and improve medical care by concentrating elderly and ailing prisoners at the Deerfield Correctional Center. Colosi says it's the place old prisoners go to die.
And the warden there made a statement in the newspaper a couple of years ago. I don't know if he got in trouble or not, but he said, you know, sometimes I stand back and watch 100 wheelchairs go to lunch when they call chow, and I have to ask myself, you know, what are we doing here? What are we trying to accomplish?
More than 1,000 inmates have been eligible for parole under the geriatric provision of the law, but only 40 have been released since 2001. That figure might change, however, as the number of elderly inmates grows. By 2018, the state says it will have more than 8,000 men and women over 60 who are eligible for parole, and given the high cost of caring for them, many could be released. The question is, where will they go? Many have been locked up for so long that family members are gone or estranged, and private nursing homes refuse to take them. In our final report, we'll look ahead to what may happen in Virginia prisons over the next decade, and why. I'm Sandy Houseman.